You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of December 19th, 2011, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and has kept it off for nearly two decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week, we're talking about a study that has come out recently that is showing that the fiber from whole grains can cut the risk of colon cancer.
Okay, that sounds like a very believable story. We've heard about fiber, good fiber helps move things along, you might say.
Right.
So is that the primary reason or is there more?
Well, they are believing that it's primarily from whole grains, particularly because they said that in the studies, even the fruits and vegetables, the fiber from those doesn't necessarily have the same ability to cut the risk of colon cancer specifically as the fiber from whole grains does.
Now, how about those little fiber drinks things? I mean, is that does it depend on how it's made?
Those are usually made from things like psyllium husk, which is more of a, it's kind of like a fibrous husk off of a plant.
Okay.
Think of like that little stuff that's on the popcorn when you're left over with it, those little tiny husk things.
Yeah.
That's what ground up husks is what psyllium husk is, and that's what's usually used in fiber drinks.
Okay.
So it's not the same as what is in the whole grains.
Whole grains. Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. So what else do we need to know from this study?
Well, here's the deal. The researchers reviewed the results of 25 different studies on fiber that included nearly 2 million people. So they're looking at 25 different studies, 2 million people, and they found that for each additional 10 grams of total fiber consumed per day, fiber from grains particularly, the person's risk of cancer decreased by 10%. So 10 extra grams of fiber, your risk goes down by 10 whole percent. So it's almost like, you know, direct, almost direct proportion.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, they didn't explain how they got this much fiber into a person, but they found that if you have 90 grams of fiber a day, that you have a 20% lower risk of getting the cancer.
So how much do you have to eat to do 90 grams a day?
That's a lot. They said that's equivalent to about 6 cups of lentils.
6 cups?
Yes.
6 cups?
I don't think anyone really realistically will be getting that much fiber a day because the current recommendations are anywhere between 25 to 50 grams, depending on who you talk to. Mainly it's like 25 to 35, but a lot of more of the natural health professionals are recommending 50 grams a day, which is really not that hard to do if you eat beans, if you eat nuts and seeds, and if you eat whole grains. But to increase, the study showed even if you just, like, let's say you're only eating 10 grams of fiber today, even if you just increased it by 5 grams, you're going to decrease your risk for developing the cancer.
And what would constitute 5 grams? I mean,
an apple, for
an
instance.
Apple?
An apple with the skin.
One apple.
Has about 5.5 grams of fiber in it.
Okay, so there you go.
So even if you just added an apple in to your day, you'd be getting extra fiber.
Okay.
Now, one thing that I wanted to, that the study said was that because they didn't see the same effect against colon cancer with the fiber from fruits and vegetables, they think that there might be some other force acting that's creating, with the whole grain type of fiber that is creating this effect against colon cancer. And it reminded me of another study that I read about whole grains and antioxidants. And in that, they found that they were surprised at how many antioxidants are in whole grains, that they had never studied this before. This was a couple of years ago. And that they actually believe that it's the combination of antioxidants with fiber that gives it these colon cancer fighting abilities, because fiber in your colon helps to move things along nice and smoothly. It helps so that your waste matter doesn't stay in your colon for a long period of time. Because when that happens, that's when cancer cells can start forming in the colon because there's too much toxicity in there.
Okay.
But if you eat a lot of fiber, just keeping it moving through can prevent the formation of cancer.
Okay.
But if a cancer cell had already formed in the colon, fiber is not going to be able to stop it from continuing, but an antioxidant can.
Okay.
An antioxidant's sole job is to stop the formation of cancer in its tracks.
Okay.
So if you have whole grains, you know, perhaps the whole grains the antioxidants in whole grains are specifically for the colon. You know, we don't know. It's a mystery about what antioxidants, you know, which ones work where in the body. You know, this is a huge wide field of study right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've just recently come to understand what antioxidants are. So there may be some in the whole grains that are specifically for the colon.
Hmm.
And not for other parts of the body. And, you know, maybe the ones in broccoli are, you know, they work better for the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole grains work better for the colon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We know this about beans as well. The fiber in beans and the antioxidant in beans work great for the colon. They mm-hmm. also help with colon cancer.
Now, I imagine if you're going to have a lot of fiber, you've got to be still drinking a lot of water.
Absolutely. In fact, if you do increase your fiber intake, you must increase your water intake right along with it. Otherwise, the fiber will just stay. It won't move along the way it's supposed to because it needs water to help it move.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So still, and how much water? I know we covered another podcast.
We need to drink at least half of our body weight in ounces of water.
So half of our body weight.
So if you weigh 150, you need 75 ounces of water a day.
Okay. Okay.
And that's about right for most people, half the body weight.
Okay. Anything else before we go, Dee?
Well, just want to say that, you know, in general, a high fiber diet is what makes you healthy.
Okay.
Because fiber does all sorts of things. It lowers cholesterol, mm-hmm. keeps your blood triglycerides low.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the studies show that the more fiber you eat, the longer you live, in general.
All right. Hooray for fiber. All right, yeah. Dee, thank you for another informative week. Diet Sciences is the official weekly podcast of the Center for Process-Free Living. You can check out lots of great videos and articles at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.